And we are back here in the Conlon Center for the Dominican Penguins women's home opener here. 2013-2014 season as the Penguins open up against the Chico State Wildcats. It's Mike Temple and Alex Swanee on the radio call today.
Good to be with you, Mike.
Nice to see you
here. Doing great today.
And like we said, it's the home opener and also the season opener for the Penguins. Saturday, November 9th, 2013, 2 o'clock in the Conlon Center here. Make sure you come out if you're listening to us right now. We have the Penguins, who last year struggled a little bit, looking to rebound. What do you have to say about that?
Well, last year, under Brianna Chambers, they went 5-21. They'll definitely look to improve on that. They got Sarah Nelson returning as a four-time PacWest Fantastic 15. They'll definitely be leaning on the big girl tonight.
Yeah, she made 16 starts last year at 72 blocks, and she's the top returning scorer for the Lady Penguins with 8.8 points per game, and the top rebounder with 7.5 rebounds per game.
Keep her on the floor. Can't have her get in foul trouble once she starts. She's going to be the woman to protect the rim. Also, they'll be feeding her down the low block. Everything's probably going to be running through Nelson for Brianna Chambers.
And then another key returner for the Lady Penguins is Salonika Kwe-Wan Owens, the senior 5'8" guard for the Penguins. Talk a little bit about her.
Kwe-Wan Owens last year, 11 starts, almost played about 24 minutes. She had six and a half points a game, boarded six times as well. She's going to be another key returner for the Penguins' success this season.
And let's talk a little bit about the opposition for the Lady Penguins today. They're going against a tough Chico State Wildcat team, ranked 14th in the coaches' preseason poll in the NCAA, too.
And once you hear that, you're like, wow. In the D2 preseason, ranked 14, coaches definitely have respect for this Chico State team, and this is why they return four starters. Their leader is going to be Jasmine Miller, the guard, 5'7", out of Fairfield. She's a senior. She led him in scoring, three-pointers, and free throw percentage. She can line it up from downtown as well. Named first team All-CCAA and second team All-West Region. And she's going to be the one that they really got a key on, but they have more guards. Courtney Hamilton, she also led the CCAA in assists. So not only do you have Miller who can score, you got Hamilton who can fill it up and who was the top shot blocker for the Wildcats last season as well.
Yeah, you better believe that Coach Brianna Chambers in her seventh season as the Penguins head coach is going to have him ready to handle the guard play of the Chico State Wildcats. And we're getting ready for the national anthem here in the Conlon Center.
We'll be right back.
And as the national anthem concludes, we have the Lady Penguins taking off against the Chico State Wildcats. And we're going to give you the starters for the Wildcats here coming up soon. First off for the Wildcats, we have number 11 playing guard Hannah Womack, the junior from Mill Valley, New Mexico State. And then number 21, Courtney Hamilton, the point guard, 5'8" senior. She's going to be the senior leader of this Wildcat team. We already prefaced her earlier. Brianna Chambers in the defense has to really focus on this for the Penguins. Also at guard, number 23, Jasmine Miller, the senior from Fairfield. She's also another good ball handler. Look for her to bring up the ball in pressure.
Tall guards, and they are fast.
And then the big ladies down low are going to be Mackenzie Dalfort, the 6-foot forward senior from Oregon. And ringing out the tall players for the Chico State Wildcats is number 40, Annalise Rezibos from Santa Maria, the 6-foot forward.
On the other side for the Penguins, they're going to line up with Noelle Roldan at the guard, 5'6", from Napa. Salonika Kwan Owens, senior, 5'9", guard from Fairfield. Jesse Marshall, sophomore, 5'6", guard from San Jose. Danielle Yamauchi, junior, 5'4", guard from Torrance, California. And like we touched on earlier, the big girl down low, junior Sarah Nelson, she's 6'4" from Clayton, California. She's going to be a big part of this Penguins offense for them to succeed.
Yeah, look for the Penguins to get the ball down low. As we prefaced, Chico State has very good guard play, so look for the Penguins to counter that with play down low with Sarah Nelson.
No woman on the Chico State roster is over 6'1", so Nelson has a height advantage. They are going to run four around one, and I think four guards around one is going to help out Sarah Nelson.
Should be a good contest here. As we prefaced earlier, the Chico State Wildcats were ranked 14th in the coaches' preseason poll for NCAA Division II. And it's a pretty good crowd here in the Conlon Center early on.
It is.
Rather early start at 2 o'clock for these students, probably just waking up here.
Especially on a weekend.
On the weekend, tough to wake up. But we do see the mascot. There's the mascot is making an appearance today. And as we get ready for the tip, it's going to be Nelson taking the tip for the Penguins and Dalthorpe taking the tip for the Chico State. As the Penguins win the tip, ball bounces back to Yamauchi. And we got a shot clock fixing. Had to fix the shot clock. First game of the season for these.
Quick malfunction.
Yeah, Lady Penguins here. As the Penguins are going to take out the ball on the left south end of the court. Ball into Yamauchi, who dribbles to the right wing. Nice pass up top to Marshall. Marshall swings it over to Kaywan Owens. Nice drive to the left. Loses the handle, though, and turnover for the Penguins.
And already tough pressure from Jasmine Miller. She's going to be checking Kaywan Owens today.
Yeah, Chico State looks like they play some very good pressure. Ball gets in on the right elbow to the big Dalthorpe. She swings it out. Back into Dalthorpe. Nice give and go. Just off the side of the rim. But she gets her own rebound and kicks it back out to their point guard. Swings it up top. Hamilton with the ball. Inside onto the right elbow again through Rezibos. Swings it. Back inside to Rezibos. Drives, misses the layup. And the Penguins have the ball. Yamauchi with the rebound. She dribbles up. Looks for Roden. Swings it back, nice pass inside, tipped away by Chico State. Ball stays with the Penguins. Penguins are on the south end of the court.
Good penetration there by Roden.
19 minutes left on the game clock and another shot clock malfunction here. As we wait for them to solve this, what have you seen early from Chico State's defense?
Starting out man-to-man.
Yamauchi takes the ball up top, swings it over to Marshall for the corner three in the right side, just off the edge of the rim. But Noel with the rebound, passes it inside to Kaywan Owens. Lefty misses the layup. Chico State gets the rebound and brings it up court. Looking to fast break here. Courtney Hamilton drives, met by two defenders, Penguins. And a nice pass inside to Annalise Rezibos for two.
Good look.
Penguins look to counter as Marshall's on the left wing. Passes it up to Yamauchi. Kaywan Owens with a nice dribble around the back for the jumper and just misses the rim. Nice hustle play from Marshall, though, getting the rebound. No one notices. Penguins try to attack 3-on-1. Noel Roldan with two from the left side, and the Penguins tied up at two.
Way to peel back from Roldan. Comes back, finds herself with an easy lay-in.
Chico State looks to counter as they swing it to the right wing. Jump shot made by number 11, Hannah Womack, as the score 4-2. Penguins look to run as Marshall has the ball going inside. Draws contact, no foul called. Chico State gets the rebound. Courtney Hamilton swings it up top, and a nice play from Marshall. Knocking the ball away. It stays Chico's possession, but good hustle from both teams.
She saved the bucket. Great hustle from Marshall.
And the Penguins have a substitution. Coming in is Melissa Boscarino taking out Jenny Marshall. Jesse Marshall. Chico State inbounding the ball on the north end baseline. Hamilton can't find anyone, finally finds someone, gets it inside to Mackenzie Dalthorpe. Dalthorpe, big with the right hand, scores two. And a travel violation by Boscarina, no foul called. First team foul for the Lady Penguins on Boscarina. Courtney Hamilton dribbles up. Chico State up 6-2 over the Penguins early on. Annalise Rezibos takes the ball on the right wing, misses the layup. As the Penguins look to counter, Yamauchi has the ball on the right wing, swings it over to Kaywan Owens, slings it over to Boscarino in the left corner. Nice ball movement, but another turnover for the Penguins there. The pressure from Chico State's really getting to the Penguins early on. Hamilton, the main ball handler, bringing it up on the left side. And a nice turnover by Kaywan Owens. She brings it back one-on-one, pulls it back. Didn't like the numbers there.
Smart decision.
Kaywan Owens swings it over to Boscarino on the left corner. Nice drive and a nice finish by Boscarino. That's 2 points.
Strong to the rack.
6-4. Chico State up by just two right now early on. Hamilton brings it back. Swings it out to the right wing. Jasmine Miller drives and another foul on Boscarino, her second early on.
Coming in as a six woman. She's aggressive.
She is. Two early fouls. Probably gets out of the game, and it does, as number 10, Danielle Hare comes in for the Penguins. Chico State inbounding the ball. Give it to Hamilton, their main ball handler here so far early on. They like running to that right elbow through number 40, Annalise Rezibos. And a nice rebound by the Penguins, Kaywan Owens. She brings it up, looking to attack again. 2-on-2. Nice spin move, but a travel called. Way to attack early on. Chico State up 6-4 with 16 minutes and 24 seconds left to play. Hamilton drives to the right and gets fouled by Sarah Nelson.
It's Courtney Hamilton leading the way for the Wildcats. She's doing it all, bringing it up, setting her fellow teammates up, and now going to the rack hard against a 6'4 Sarah Marshall.
Very good ball handler, and she's not afraid to go up against a bigger defender there in Nelson. So Courtney Hamilton steps to the line. She has a little jump shot from the free throw and just rims out the right.
Whatever works.
She must like that jumper. You don't see that too often. She gets in ready for her second free throw. She's about 2 feet back from the line and then pulls up to the line. And the second free throw just short as she misses both. And Noelle Roldan with the rebound for the Penguins. Pushes it up to Yamauchi. Swings it over to the left wing to Kaywan Owens. She drives to the left and another pull up and a nice bank shot. Banks it in. 6-6 for the Lady Penguins, tied up right now.
With the kiss.
And they look to attack as Chico State brings up on the right wing. Give it to Hamilton. Hamilton to her left. Good defense by the Penguins inside. They swing it up top for the three. Michelle Walker just outside. Nice rebound by the Wildcats, and Annalise Rezibos puts it in for two.
Rezibos is all over the boards.
And Penguins counterattack, missed the layup, another rebound. Danielle Hare, a first-year player for the Dominican Penguins, puts it in with the left and ties it up at 8-8. The 5'8 freshman gets her first collegiate basket there on a nice left-handed layup. Chico State comes back and turns it over. Jump ball. Possession stays to the Wildcats, and we have a media timeout with 15 minutes and 25 seconds left to play. Score knotted up at 8. Got to be a good start for the Penguins here, hanging tough.
You got to be happy if you're Chambers. That was a good defensive stop right there. Like Kaywan Owens stepping in the passing lane, forced a tie-up.
The Penguins definitely seem like they belong with the number 14 team.
Right now, so far, so good.
It's a very good start. Score just 8-8. Dominican does have 3 team fouls as the Wildcats have played disciplined defense and have 0 team fouls. We have our Dominican cheerleaders out here doing a performance for the crowd. And we have Chili, our famous mascot, getting ready to do something, it looks like. Looks like he's prepping to get ready to
maybe a little performance.
To steal the show, probably. Like we said, he's the famous Penguin. Not too many schools are called the Penguins as an athletic mascot.
That's why I like DU.
That's why
unique.
I like, exactly, unique. We're not the Wildcats from Chico State. Early on, it seems like the Penguins are hustling, getting to the loose balls, and making sure that they take care of possessions.
I agree with that. So far, knotted up at 8.
So far, the Penguins have 4 different scorers. Roldan with 2, Kaywan Owens with 2, Boscarino with 2, and Danielle Hare, the freshman, with 2 points. And Chico State has Rezibos with 4, Dalthorpe with 2, and Hannah Womack with 2, totaling to 8 apiece right now for the Penguins and Wildcats.
Good distribution from the Penguins.
Yeah, spreading the scoring. And Chico State comes out of the timeout, inbound pass inside to number 3, Tyler Prang, and just wide. It's a Danielle here inbounds for the Penguins. Gets it up to Yamauchi. Goes on the right wing, around the back. Nice ball handling. Ooh, tipped away by Hamilton. And the Penguins fight for the loose ball, get it back. Now they have numbers, 4-on-3. Roll down for three in the left wing, just off the back rim. Fight for the rebound. Ball still loose as the Wildcats recover.
What a save by Hamilton.
Good hustle by the Penguins early on in this game. Rabibo brings it up, and she's fouled by Danielle Hare. Just her first foul, but the fourth team foul for the Penguins. 14 minutes and 53 seconds left in this game. Knotted up at 8 apiece. Hamilton up top with the ball. Running to that right elbow again. And they get it. Hamilton gets it back on the left wing. Passes it inside. And stolen away by Danielle Hare, the freshman, making an impact early. She's coming off the bench to provide the spark for these Lady Penguins.
Penguins have good bench depth.
They do.
With Hare and now Boscarino. Both guards making an impact early.
And Carly Hobolk, the freshman, coming in for the Penguins. And Yamauchi gets the ball, brings it up, gives it to Kaywan Owens, switches it over to Hare in the left corner. Gives it back to Kaywan Owens. Nice ball handling. Can't find anyone open. Gives it to Yamauchi, who brings it to the middle, settles for a three. Just off the left side of the rim. And Hamilton with the rebound brings it up fast. Hamilton on the right wing, looking for someone, can't find anyone, gives it inside. Mackenzie Dalfort swings it out. Sarah Rabibo off the right side of the rim. Shots aren't falling early on for both teams. They're getting good looks, though.
That was a good contest by Yamauchi.
Yamauchi brings it up, gives it to Kaywan Owens. Nice through the legs move to the right side. Oh, just off the rim. And a rebound for the Wildcats. Hamilton brings it up slowly, not looking to push on this possession. It's got to be those first game jitters that the shots are just missing right now. Swings it to the right elbow.
Good defense, too.
We have an off-ball foul on Danielle Hare. Her second foul early on in the game. So the Penguins are getting into foul trouble early on. Five team fouls. And the Wildcats inbound the ball on the right hash. Swing it over to the big lady. Jessica Palmer, newly entered. Hook shot just wide off the left side of the backboard. Rebound, Kaywan Owens pushes up to Yamauchi. Nice stutter step move, pulls it back out. Swings it to Kaywan Owens. Swings it to Carly Hulbok. Back to Kaywan. Looking like they're running an ISO right now. No movement on the offense. She settles for a jumper at the elbow and knocks it in. Straight swish there on the left elbow. 10-8.
Nylon.
Very good shot as they pressure early. Danielle Hare with pressure on the ball handler. She brings it up successfully. Ball's at midcourt. Swings it to the left elbow. Good pressure from the Penguins here. Making it tough on the ball handlers. Dalthorpe has the ball. Drives to her left. Can't find anyone open. Swings it to the wide open three-point shooter. Pump fakes, dribbles in, misses the shot, and a rebound for the Penguins as Yamauchi looks to push.
Good defense by Hare.
Yamauchi. No movement right now for the Penguins. There we go. Get Hobok wide open on the right wing. She swings it up to Kaywan Owens. Have the pick. Doesn't use the pick. Goes the opposite way, and a nice take by Kaywan Owens. Another two for Kaywan Owens.
Kaywan Owens can attack.
Early and often, she has the last 4 points for the Penguins. And good pressure again from Danielle Harris, making it tough on the ball handlers to bring it up court. Rabibo with the ball, passes to the right elbow, swings it, gets it back on the left side. A nice spin move inside, forces her way in and draws a foul. Good take by Rabibo there.
Hare has been aggressive all day so far on defense.
That's her third foul.
Checking Rabibo in the backcourt. She's quick.
Third foul, that could be a problem early on for this bench. As the first free throw for Rabibo rims out. Wildcats yet to make a free throw. Noelle Roldan checks in. And Jade Castro, the 5-foot freshman point guard, checks in for her first collegiate action here. You're listening to the Lady Penguins' first game of the 2013-2014 as the second free throw also rims out. Score stays 12-8 Penguins.
Turned out to be a good foul by Hare.
Castro to the right wing, to Hulbok for three in the corner, knocks it down. The Penguins take an early 15-8 lead, and that's it. Forces a timeout for Chico State. Early timeout there.
Fogel wants to talk it over.
That's a big three in the corner by Hulbok, the freshman. The freshmen are playing well early.
You got to love that, especially against this number 14 preseason poll Wildcat.
The Penguins look deep early on, and they look to improve on that record last year, as we prefaced earlier. 5-21 last year. They look to be much better of a team, much deeper of a team this year.
Like you touched on, the depth. If you have depth, that's going to carry you deep into the season, especially when you get in foul trouble or if your starters are gassed late in games.
And the class that Coach Brianna Chambers brought in seems to be experienced and ready to play and ready to handle this collegiate basketball.
And they do. Once Nelson went down with a couple fouls, you were able to see Quaywan Owen step up and attack. Boscarino came off the bench. You just saw Holboat can the three. Things are looking good so far with the Penguins with a 7-point lead.
Things are looking good for the Lady Penguins early on. 11 minutes and 53 seconds left in the game. The Lady Penguins are up 15-8 over the Wildcats right now as the timeout has concluded and both teams are making their way back on the court. Chico State inbounding on the south end court baseline right now. And returning on the floor for the Penguins, we have Castro, Nelson, Kaywan Owens, Roldan, and Hulbok for the Lady Penguins here on the court.
Full court pressure.
I like that. They're making it tough for the Wildcats to bring the ball up the court. And we're having another problem with the scoreboard here. And they get it all settled out as the Wildcats look to inbound the ball. Good pressure from Jade Castro. Making it tough on Rabibo to bring it up. Body contact both ways, and the call does not go the Penguins' way as they call a blocking foul there.
That was good deed by Castro.
And we are in the bonus already, as that is the seventh team foul for the Penguins. Jade Castro's first foul.
Two quick guards squaring off at each other.
Rabibo spins the ball, shoots the 1-1, and misses the front end of the 1-1. Jade Castro with the rebound. She pushes up to Hulbok in the right corner where she canned that earlier three. Nice pass from Castro inside to Nelson, and beautiful ball movement pushes the score to 17-18 as the Nelson makes an easy layup on the right.
That's her
right
bread and
post
butter.
There. Rabibo brings it up, swings it to the right elbow. Back inside, down to Annalise Rezibos. Misses the layup, rebound, goes to Mackenzie Daltham. She puts it in on the left side. Penguins look to counter, and pass knocked out of bounds by the Wildcats. Remains the Penguins' possession. 17-10 for the Dominican Penguins right now.
Reza Boss and Dahlthorpe really crash the boards hard for the Wildcats.
Yamauchi comes in for Roldan. Jade Castro inbounds. Ball goes back behind half court, but that's okay because it's on the inbound play. Yamauchi takes the ball, one-on-one. Razzle dazzle, can't get by the defender. Tries to look inside for Nelson, ball's tipped, but gets it back. Yamauchi attacks. Gives it to the left wing, misses the shot, fighting for the rebound. Wildcats end up with the ball as they look to counter. Hannah Womack brings it down the middle. No one stops the ball, and she glides in for 2 points, 17-12. Penguins still up on the Wildcats.
My goodness, Courtney Hamilton, coast to coast.
Yamauchi brings it up. Looking for a little bit more player movement here. They swing it over to Hulbok. Hulbok dribbles with the left, crosses to her right. Nice screen by Nelson. They can't find her inside. They double-team Nelson in a foul, reaching foul there for the Wildcats as the Penguins will have possession on the right wing. Just a second team foul for the Wildcats there as the Penguins inbound the ball. Hulbok will be taking it out. She gets it to Yamauchi. Bad pass and turnover. Hamilton brings it back one-on-one. Hamilton with the left hand misses the layup. Fight for the rebound. Wildcats end up with it, and they put it in for two. Jasmine Miller with the rebound.
Another good hustle to clean up the trash.
17-14. Wildcats starting to up the pressure here on the ball handlers of the Penguins.
Extending it out man-to-man.
Kaywan Owens looks to get back in the rhythm. Passes it over to Hulboki. Kaywan Owens dribbles in. Takes it. Shot blocked. Ball switches to the Wildcats. I thought the shot was blocked. Must have just been my imagination.
Looked like she got hacked.
I thought she was blocked. We saw two different things there. Anyways, ball goes back to the Wildcats here as they are trailing 17-14 with 9 minutes and 57 seconds left. Ball inbounded to Hamilton. She calls a play. Hamilton versus Yamauchi up top. They swing it to the left elbow. Rizibas gets the ball over to Hannah Womack inside to Dalthorpe. Dalthorpe misses on the left post. And we have an offensive foul. Offensive foul on Dalthorpe.
If you notice, Wildcats, they throw it ball side and then run a flex cut to the opposite side each time. They set the screen and run a flex cut right across the middle of the key.
Good observation as Yamauchi brings it up. Trying to find Nelson, but they're doing a good job fronting the post. The Wildcats are making it tough on Yamauchi to find someone open. Nice razzle-dazzle, gets it into Nelson. Nelson swings to Jade Castro. Settles for a three. Bang, bang, knocks it down.
Woo!
From way beyond the three-point line. Jade Castro, the five-foot freshman, knocks down a three. 20-14 Penguins. Hamilton brings it up slowly. Gives it to the right elbow, and they're running that same play that you called the flex cut. Gives it back to Hamilton on the left side now. Inside to the post to Dalthorpe, and she throws it in. That was Rizibas.
Rizibas and Dalthorpe, each on the block, each time.
Do similar things inside. Both are very good post players. 20-16 Penguins lead as Kaywon Owens brings it up on the left side. Gives it to Roldan on the wing. She's directing traffic, trying to find someone open here. Gives it back to Kaywon Owens. Sarah Nelson setting a screen up top. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Good pressure from the Wildcats. Couldn't find anything there or the Penguins. They force it and roll down with a nice pick in the back. She looks up court, passes to Jade Castro. Didn't have the numbers, pulls it back out. Roldan gets it up top. Dribbles to her left and a smart play from the senior there.
Great hustle from Roldan.
She cuts to the inside. Ooh, miscommunications the first game of the season here. You saw they weren't on the same page there. Good cut by Roldan. Just couldn't find her. It was Nelson.
Nelson wanted Roldan on the back door.
And Roldan was thinking, I'm going to pop out for a three.
Where'd he get back, though? She saved the bucket.
Yes.
Got it up to Jade Castro.
I like the hustle from the Lady Penguins right now. They're hustling back and forth, making it tough on every possession for the Wildcats. As we lead 20-16 with 8 minutes left of the game, Hamilton brings it up court slowly. She gives it to the right elbow. Familiar play as Dalthorpe swings it over to Hamilton. Hamilton for three. Short, doesn't touch anything. They fight for the rebound. It winds up Penguin ball.
Great contest from Yamauchi.
Penguins try to go quickly, but they have a sub coming in for the Wildcats. Michelle Walker coming in, taking the place of Dalthorpe. Penguins got the ball. Ralden taking it up on the left wing. Nice move to the left. She gets to the rack, takes a beautiful move as she finishes for two. The nice lefty finish there. The okey-doke, as you might call it, pushes the score 22-16. The Wildcats push it back.
Off the right foot, left-handed.
And a shot for newly entered Michelle Walker. Misses the rim as Roldan gets the rebound and kicks it up to Yamauchi. Yamauchi the right wing. Jenny Marshall for three and just misses.
She wanted that.
Rebound for the Wildcats. They're looking to build on that momentum where the Lady Penguins up 22-16 with 7 minutes and 30 seconds left. Hamilton brings it up, swings it to the right elbow. Walker swings it over to Rizibas. Good ball movement for the Wildcats as they settle for a three. Jasmine Miller just misses. Fight for the rebound. Taken by newly entered Michelle Walker, and she misses the shot as Yamauchi gets the board.
Marshall hits the deck. Way to fight for that ball.
Swing it out to Roldan on the right wing. Nice find inside, and they could not handle the pass.
Roldan's picking it up a little bit.
She is. Lauren Hyatt just stepped in, couldn't handle the pass. And the score right now, 22-16, Lady Penguins over the Wildcats with 7 minutes and 7 seconds left. We'll be right back. Stay with us here at radio.dominican.edu. You'll be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little old. And we are back here with the Lady Penguin basketball first game of the season as they take on the Chico State Wildcats. Dominican right now up 22-16 with 7 minutes and 7 seconds left to play. And a great all-around effort. The scoring has been mixed with different players here as Kaywon Owen leads the Penguins with 6 points. Roldan has 4. Hobolk has 3. Boscarino has 2. Jade Castro has 3. Just a mixture of players scoring for the Penguins.
And if the Wildcats let the Penguins hang around, they're going to be sniffing upset.
And we take the ball in here as the Chico State's Hamilton brings it up court down 22-16. She swings it to the left wing. Swings it back up top. She gets the ball. A nice find by Hamilton. Inside is Rizibas, and she puts it in for two. Great ball moving out of the timeout there.
Good screen from Miller.
Yamauchi brings up on the right wing. Looking for someone to find. Roldan cuts. Could not find her. Marshall gets the ball on the left wing. Nice swing through move. Gets to the paint. Shot. Misses behind the backboard, and possession will go to the Wildcats. And make sure you stay tuned tonight as we'll be broadcasting two more games. We have the 5:30 game, which will be between the Humboldt State Lumberjacks and the Academy of Art Urban Knights. Then at 7:30, our Dominican Penguins look to build on that 1-0 start as they will be taking on Cal State East Bay at 7:30. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Hamilton brings up, finds Razibas again for another 2 points. Hamilton Razibas has been the combination.
Same exact play right there.
Right out of the timeout, they run the same play twice and get the same result. An easy layup for Razibas as she finishes for two straight baskets. Castro has the ball up top. She pats her head. That must be the play. She takes it one-on-one, gives it to roll down on the right wing. Dribbles through her legs, pulls it back out. 10 seconds left on the shot clock as Yamauchi has it on the right wing. Nice pick by Hyatt. Ball stolen, fight. And they reset the shot clock, so we got 28 seconds left on the shot clock. And the ref, and I was wondering why they reset the shot clock. That's why I noted it in the speech there. And we're going to have probably 5 seconds left on the shot clock as the Penguins will be inbounding the ball on the right sideline. 5 seconds left on the shot clock. That's a good guess by me.
Got it on the dot.
That's a good guess.
Well done, Temple.
We have newly entered number 42 for the Penguins, Ashley Sorensen, the 6'2" freshman. 2 seconds left on the shot clock. Yamauchi, ball tipped. And change of possession there as they could not hit the rim.
And it's Courtney Hamilton once again with a piece.
And Hamilton, the senior leader of this Wildcat team, the 5'8" point guard, definitely taking over right now. Castro coming out, Marshall coming out as Kaywan Owen comes in and Holbeau comes in for the Penguins. 5 minutes and 46 seconds left. Good pressure by Yamauchi on Hamilton, making it tough for her to bring it up. Holden brings it up, left wing, kicks it over to the top. She gets it back on the right. Same play again in Holbeau. Could not stay with it as Razibos with another layup, tied at 22-22.
Walker sets a back screen every time for Razibos, and she comes around peeling wide open, ready to catch it and finish underneath.
Right out of the timeout, coach draws up three of the same plays on three straight possessions, three easy layups for Razibos.
They pick the guards on the outside, and they just curl right around to the block. It doesn't matter which side, that's the play that they're going to each time down the floor. Maybe you sag off on the screen, you try to go underneath the screen instead of trying to trail around.
We'll see what Coach Brianna Chambers draws up here. 22-22, 5 minutes and 31 seconds left. Good timeout there, smart timeout. You needed to make an adjustment as the team was not adjusting the same play.
That was a smart timeout. Kill the momentum.
Chili going out on the court trying to pump up this crowd here. As Holbeau inbounds the ball, gives it to Yamauchi. 5 minutes and 30 seconds left. Tied up at 22 apiece. Swings it to the left. Kaywan Owens swings it to Holbeau. Looking for some movement here on the Penguins. Give back to Kaywan Owens. She's double teamed up top. Can't find anyone open. Give it to roll down on the right wing. They find the wide open Yamauchi. Pump fakes, gives it up top to Holbeau for three. On the middle, she's fouled, and she's going to have three from the line. Good ball movement there by the Penguins.
Walker, too aggressive on the closeout. Holbeau for three.
They tried double-teaming Kaywan Owens, and Roldan finding the open Yamauchi, who swung it to Holbeau. Good ball movement. And
Roldan, the senior leader, showing good awareness.
And she'll be going to the line for three free throws here as the score is tied at 22-22. And the first three free throw by Carly Holbeau is knocked in, straight swish, 23-22. And the sub trying to jump in there. You're not allowed in yet, sub.
Jumped in a little too early.
It's three free throws, not two this one. And she knocks in the second free throw, 2-for-2 on the three free throw set here, pushing the score to 24-22. The Wildcats have 14 fouls, Penguins at 17 fouls. Holbeau settles in for that third free throw, two dribbles. She shoots it just off the right side of the rim. Rebound goes the Wildcats' way. They look to push. Going down straight through the middle. No one stops Womack as she drives. Misses the shot. Rebound by Dalthrope. She throws it up, and ball goes the Penguins' way.
Good block from Sorensen.
Penguins have the ball as Yamauchi's getting pressured by Hamilton in the backcourt. Going right, going left, going right. Around the back. She finally gets it past midcourt. Swing it over to Holbeau for three in the corner. Knocks it down, and another one from the right corner there for Holbeau.
She is feeling it.
The 5'8" freshman, Holbeau, knocks it down. 27-22 Penguins. Hamilton swings it to the right elbow. This is a familiar play here. We're looking for the back cut.
Same thing happens
again. Razibas, another two, the same play again. Four possessions in a row. 27-24 Penguins. They swing it to Kaywan Owen. She gets a nice screen from Hyatt. She settles for a right elbow jumper just off the right side of the rim. Rebound Wildcats way. Womack brings it up, looking to drive, pulls it back out as Holbrook stops the ball handler.
Penguins need to talk a little bit more on defense, start calling out the screens.
And a swing to the right elbow. This play looks again like it's going to be the same one. They're going to try to find him inside. Settle for a three this time, and a nice little wrinkle to that play as Jasmine Miller knocks it down for three, tying it up at 27-27. Yamauchi brings it up on the right wing. Yamauchi Hamilton, a good battle today. She swings it to Roldan. Roldan with a nice swing through to the left. Jump shot just off the left side of the rim. And hustle. Nice defense by Kaywan Owens as she steals the ball in the backcourt. She drives in, gets fouled, and a nice take by Kaywan Owens is a blocking foul on Rizibos.
She is relentless going to the tin.
That's beautiful defense. Try to translate in 2 points. She'll be going to the line as we have a media timeout here with 3 minutes and 39 seconds. Score knotted up at 27. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and we'll be back with more action from this tight contest. And we are back. The score not at that 27-27 as Kaywan Owens will be going to the line for two free throws. And just a little scoring update for you listeners out there. We have Holbrook with 8 points, 2 3-pointers made. Kaywan Owens with 6, who she'll be going to line looking to add to that total. And Noelle Roldan with 4 points. And for the Wildcats of Chico State, 14 points for Rizibos and 5 for Jasmine Miller.
Points in the paint has been key for the Wildcats so far.
They've been running that same play, and it's been paying dividends so far. And Kaywan Owens for the first free throw. Rims off the left and goes in. Nice roll, friendly roll there for Kaywan Owens as she knocks down her 7th point of the game, pushing the score to 28-27 Penguins. Kaywan Owens spins the ball. Nice little rhythm. Five hard dribbles on the ground. Steps up, shoots it, and knocks that one in straight. Two free throws are good for Kaywan Owens. 29-27 Penguins. 3 minutes and 33 seconds left in the game.
Pressure from Yamauchi in the backcourt.
Hamilton bringing it up. She calls a play. Swings it to the right elbow. They swing it back up top. Hamilton has the ball inside. Nice defense by Kaywan Owens. They make the adjustment there, denying the inside pass.
That time it was Dahlthorpe on the curl. It's Dahlthorpe and Rizibos on those curls.
And out of the inbounds play, settling for a three on the left wing, knocks it in. Jasmine Miller with her second three, pushing the score to Wildcats, 30, Penguins 29. Yamauchi dribbles, nice screen by Hyatt, swings it out to Roldan. Roldan with a nice spin move. Ball tipped though, Hamilton gets a steal. She's looking to attack. Hyatt looking to block, forces a bad shot, but the foul is called as Hamilton will be going to the line for two.
Wildcats starting to turn up the intensity on the defensive side of the ball right now. Penguins have to be a little stronger with the rock.
This is a good first half for the Lady Penguins in their first action of the 2013 season. Only 30-29 right now. Very well contested game as Hamilton steps to the line for two. And she makes that one in, knocking the first down.
Hamilton, Miller, and Womack is this three-headed guard monster for Chico State.
Penguins are doing a very good job denying the guards. They're just letting too many inside passes come through. 3 minutes left in the half here. And Hamilton misses the second short as newly entered Castro gets the rebound for the Penguins. Swings it over to the left wing to Holbrook, the dangerous three-point shooter. They're in a little 2-3 zone here for the Wildcats, it looks. Now they switch back to man as Castro dribbles out to Roldan.
They showed the quick 2-3 zone look and got out of it.
Roldan dribbling, trying to find an opening. Gets double-teamed, looking for someone. Castro has the ball with 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Baseball throw to Holbrook in the right corner for three. That one not true short, but nice rebound by Kaywan Owens. Didn't even see that coming. Nice rebound, puts it in for two.
What positioning from Kaywan Owens underneath.
I didn't even see her. That's how good her positioning was. And they pressure the inbounds pass, making it tough. Hamilton gets the ball back. 31-31, 2 minutes left in the half here. Castro pressuring the ball. Hamilton to the right elbow.
Almost a carry by Hamilton.
She gets it back on the left wing. Couldn't find anything inside as Miller steps up for three and knocks down her third three in a row. She's got range.
She's got a nice touch.
34-31 Wildcats. Castro brings it up on the right wing. Running a little motion, trying to find someone open. She dribbles to the left, still trying to find someone open. Gives it to Roldan, who comes off a nice screen. Trying to use two screens. Pass inside and a turnover for Roldan. Wildcats end up with a Castro pressuring the ball. And Hamilton takes her time. She dribbles it back out. Hamilton to the left wing. Dalthorpe swings it over to Hamilton on the right side. Gets it back inside as Dalthorpe. She goes up, misses the layup. And a timeout by Brianna Chambers as Nelson gets the rebound.
That time Quaywan Owens was ready for the flex cut. She was already established position, forces a tough shot.
You could tell Coach Brianna Chambers has made the adjustments inside the huddle, and they seem more prepared for that inside pass.
She's got to get a hand out on Jasmine Miller, three consecutive three balls.
Jasmine Miller definitely has the range right now, and she's showing it off with those three straight threes. Score right now, 34-31, Wildcats with only a minute and 24 seconds left in the half. This is a timeout used by Coach Brianna Chambers, looking to draw something up before the half ends.
Penguins got to be happy with where they're standing with only a minute 24 left.
This has been a good first half. Very good action on both sides of the court for the Penguins, playing great defense, leading to some good shots on the offensive side.
Castro, I like the matchup on Hamilton, too. She's giving her a little little bit of some problems.
Yeah, the 5-foot freshman playing very good defense here. And like we said earlier, the freshmen are stepping up early on in this half. And the Penguins come out of the timeout, roll down, looking to inbound the ball. We have two ladies pressuring the Castro here. Someone better come help if you're the Penguins, and a timeout. Oh, no. It looked like a timeout because everyone was huddling, but must be a wet spot on the floor there. On the south end of the court, we have a wet spot near the Chico State huddle. As Roldan looks for the ball, patiently waiting for the ball here. And they are whistled into play. Roldan finds Quaywan Owens, gives it to Castro. Way to beat the early pressure there.
Way to come back from Quaywan Owens to receive that ball.
Castro up on the right side of the court. Little okey-doke move, passes inside to Quaywan Owens, who spins to her left, just misses the layup. Nice rebound, gets her own shot, then stolen away. They get it up to Walker. Miller misses the layup. That was fast counterattack there for the Wildcats. Castro comes back, ball tipped away, goes Roldan's way. Nice pass inside to Nelson, and she misses the layup.
Ooh, I bet she wants to have that one back.
Good find by Roldan. You'll take that shot 9 times out of 10.
Oh, yeah, that was 10 times out of 10. Great look.
And the Wildcats look to answer here. And Annie Ward, newly entered, swings to Hamilton. Hamilton attacks and gets fouled. She'll be going to the line again.
Great find from Roldan on the other end.
Those are the kind of possessions you need if you're the Penguins here to keep this game close. 34-31, Wildcats are up with 38.9 seconds left in the half.
If you're the Penguins, finish this half out strong.
Hamilton steps to the line for two. First one just short. She's struggling from the line early on in this half.
She rocks the jump shot from the free throw line.
She seems a little disgusted with herself. Probably not used to missing this many free throws. She steps to the second one, knocks that one down. 35-31, Wildcats. Castro directing traffic here up top on the right wing. Goes behind her legs. Crossover. To Holbok for a long three. That one just to the right. And a nice rebound by Quaywan Owens. She goes up, misses the shot. Good hustle by Quaywan Owens. Just could not finish. Wildcats get the ball, looking to drive. And the early foul in the backcourt will send them to the line for two.
Oh, tough foul on Castro. Quaywan Owens on the glass again, though.
You like the hustle from the Penguins. Just cannot commit that foul. 10th team foul, meaning that the Wildcats are in the bonus here. Double bonus. As we will see Hannah Womack's free throws here. First one, in and out. 35-31, Wildcats are up. 19 seconds left on the clock. Penguins look for one more possession here. And the second free throw is true from Hannah Womack. Yamauchi comes in for Castro. In the north end baseline, Roldan inbounds it. Yamauchi takes it up court. 16 seconds left on the clock. Yamauchi on Hamilton here. She swings it to Holbok. Holbok drives to the right, pulls it back out. Nelson to Roldan for three. Is it good? No, just wide right. 1.7 seconds left on the half.
Had to let it go there.
That's a good look to end the half. Just hoping it goes next time. Chico State inbounds the ball. Shot from half court by Jasmine Miller.
Online.
Almost good, just short. Hit the net, not the rim, though. And that ends the first half, 36-31 for the Wildcats. Nice first half by the Penguins. They let their defense slip a little bit at the end. If they make those open shots, they're tied up in this game at least.
Penguins just got to come out, start with that fire that they had in the first half, just like they did.
Very good first half of the season for the Lady Penguins, as this is their season opener in the Conlin Center against the Chico State Wildcats. And make sure you stay tuned here at radio.dominican.edu for the men's games. We'll be playing at 7:30 against Cal State East Bay. 1-0 Penguins, that is. Looking to build on a nice win yesterday. Tonight's broadcast is presented by Communications Department at Dominican University, where our head coach is Bradley Van Alstein and our faculty advisor is Stuart Horn. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and we'll be back in a couple minutes to give you the first half statistics.
And we're back at the Conlin Center with Mike Temple. I'm Alex Swan. And as the Penguins set to take the court, we're going to give you a little preview of what went down in the first half if you're just joining us. For the Penguins, it was Quaywan Owens leading the way with 10. Then Hole Boak hit a couple threes. She had 8. And that was the two main Lady Penguins that got it going in the first half.
They attacked the rim well, and they were able to kick it out to Hole Boak for 3. They did that numerous amount of times.
And like you touched on earlier, the depth for the Penguins has been promising.
Yeah, the freshmen are playing really well. Hole Boak, Castro, they're playing really well. Just as freshmen in their first collegiate game here. Doesn't
show. Got to be happy with the composure.
Yes, doesn't show that it's their first game.
On the other side for the Wildcats of Chico State, it was Rezibas leading the way with 14, 7 of 8, and I would say all 7 field goals came down right in the 6-foot area on the block.
On the right block.
Layups. Penguins need to contain her a little bit down low.
They adjusted well at the end of the first half there. They were starting to read that play and cut her off. So we'll see if they keep going with that strategy.
And like you said, a wrinkle in that play is they have Miller, who can tee it up from downtown, and she was able to hit 3 out of 4 trays, and that hurts. So when you got someone who can score inside and another girl that can fill it up from the outside, that's a tough in-and-out matchup to defend.
Yeah, right now, like you said, they're rolling through those two key cogs there for the Chico State Wildcats. They're either going Rezibas down low or kicking it out to Miller for 3. She had 3 threes in a row to almost end that first half.
And when you sag down on that flex cut, that leaves the open Miller for 3.
So we'll see maybe if the Penguins will run a little zone here to deny that. What do you think about that?
You might go to that. You might see Brianna Chambers, head coach of Dominican, go to that. I'd also like to see Nelson a little bit more involved. She had a couple good looks, good feeds from Roldan underneath. Hopefully she can bring it home.
Yeah, she got into foul trouble early on, which kind of limited her minutes, but she is the key returner for the Penguins, so look for her to get it going.
Good bright spot for the Penguins. They went 4 for 5 from the line. Chico State went 3 for 11.
You don't see that too often from a top team struggling from the line. That could come back to haunt them, as this game is only 36-31.
Chico State, like we touched on earlier in the game, they were ranked in the top 15 of the preseason coaches poll in the Division II women's NC2A. Penguins are staying with them as we're set to inbound. 36-31, Wildcats lead it by 5 as Roldan set to inbound here for the Penguins. It's going to be Roldan, Yamauchi, Nelson, Quaywan Owens, and Marshall for your Lady Penguins.
Let's have a big second half here, Lady Penguins.
Hamilton already applying the pressure on Yamauchi, who goes right to the bucket, dumps it down to Marshall. 8-foot shot goes. Miller comes back, can't get it to go. Rezibas underneath, stolen away from Quaywan Owens. Penguins looking to run early. Here comes Marshall right side. She's checked by Miller. Able to get it off to Yamauchi. She'll set it up. Quaywan Owens top of the key. Swings it around the horn to Roldan. Off to Yamauchi, right corner 3, little long. Marshall on the offensive glass. Shot clock didn't reset. Ball didn't hit the rim. Yamauchi tries it again from the right side corner. Nothing but nylon.
Second time's a charm.
36 all, and a good start from the Penguins as they start the first half. Just start the second half just like they did the first half with the 5-0 run. Hamilton's got it down low. Feeds it off to Rizibas. Womack can't handle the pass, and she hands it off to Hamilton. Looks to go to work on Yamauchi. Kicks out to Miller, the spot shooter three, and she's got another. 4 for 5 from downtown for Miller. Yamauchi back the other way quickly. She'll decide to pull it out. Marshall puts it on the deck, goes hard to the bucket. Leaves it too strong. Miller corrals the rebounds and comes back for Chico State. Left corner in the southern corner is Hamilton. She'll bring it out up top to reset. Leaves it off for Rizibas. Backdoor pass. Oh my, to Dahlthorpe. The two big ladies hooking up. Yamauchi swings it over to Marshall. She'll put it on the deck again, going hard to the bucket. One drop step pump fake, can't get it to go. Ball's tapped out off of Womack. We'll stay here with the Lady Penguins.
Good job fighting inside by Sarah Nelson. They're keeping the possession for the Penguins.
Yamauchi on the inbound. Having trouble getting it in. Finally finds Quaywan Owens just in time. In the northern right corner, she puts it on the deck. Fadeaway jumper is short, and Miller's got herself another board. Hamilton comes to receive the rock just over the timeline, and she'll set it up. And once again, they get into their half-court set. Rizibas out to Womack. Back to Rizibas, down on the low block again, and she finishes. The right block is her bread and butter. Hamilton gambles in the backcourt, tries to steal it, but can't. Yamauchi pushes. Find and roll down just inside the right corner for... Can't get it to go.
Good counterattack by the Penguins. Got the shot they wanted, just couldn't knock it down.
Thought Roldan's attempt was a three, it was a two. Hamilton finding Miller again. Look out, top corner three, bang! 5 for 6 from downtown is Jasmine Miller. Brianna Chambers wants to talk it over. Penguins will spend the first time out of the second half, but the Wildcats have opened up a 10-point lead here with 16:53 to go.
The early 5-point run the Penguins made is stymied by another comeback by the Wildcats.
5 threes for Jasmine Miller. You cannot let her get a good look from outside.
She's feeling it for sure, and they're definitely looking for her now. They're going to go inside, then back out to her for the threes.
Chambers is talking to Marshall as that's her assignment. And maybe... you go with a little off-ball denial.
You need to start maybe going a box and one, denying Miller to get the ball.
You might think about it, because she's filling it up from outside, and it's been Dahlthorpe and Rizibas early, scoring down low for the Wildcats.
And this senior-laden Wildcat team right now is taking over in the second half. The veteran leadership is definitely proving.
Fogle probably laid into them a little bit in the first half locker room speech, but Wildcats are going to break the huddle with Womack, Miller, Hamilton, Dahlthorpe, and Rizibas.
It's going to be a good point for the Penguins to measure where they're at. They're down 10 now. Let's see the adversity they can handle early on in the season.
They face the adversity. Let's see if they can put a little run to get back into this, to cut it into single digits.
This is a young Penguin team. Let's see how they respond.
Chambers is going to send out Yamauchi, Roldan, Nelson, Quaywan Owens, and Marshall. Sticking with the starters. It's Marshall inbounds right in front of us. Penguins attacking the northern end. Off to Roldan, who finds Nelson right in front of the free throw line. She puts in another bucket.
Good ball movement right out of the timeout there.
Yamauchi's going to pick up Hamilton. Half-court pressure. Now she'll sag back. Once again, it's Rizibas up at the high post. Finding Hamilton. Straightaway three. Short. Dahlthorpe on the offensive glass, though, and Chico State will reset. Right back down to Dahlthorpe. Big position, can't finish. And an off-ball foul is called on Rezibas of the Wildcats.
Quaywon Owens, much smaller than Rezibas, but she's fighting inside and she drew the foul there.
Doing an excellent job battling down low. Hamilton pressures Yamauchi. Yamauchi handles it well. Over to Marshall, left corner. Roldan comes to get it right at the top of the key. Wants a screen from Nelson. Double team and a steal. Hamilton, he's got numbers. Wide open is Womack, and she's going to lay it in. 48-38. Chico State looking in command with a 10-point lead. Yamauchi yells out Warrior as the play sets. Marshall wants it on the block. Now Roldan wants it on the opposite block. Doesn't get it. Now Roldan's got it. And a turnover. Steal by Rezibas. Up ahead to Miller. Stolen away from Quaywon Owens, though.
The Penguins are trying to force the ball inside of Nelson. It's just not working right now.
Holbrook and Boscarino are set to check in at the next whistle as Yamauchi gets the play call from Chambers. Marshall in the far right corner. Back out to Quaywon Owens. She looks to operate. Gets a screen from Nelson. Open is Yamauchi. In the corner, had a toe on the line but couldn't finish it. Miller with the rebound. Gives it off to Hamilton as she walks it up across the timeline. And once again, it's Rezibas up at the high post, swinging over to Hamilton. There's the flex cut right in front on the left low block. Backdoor Womack. Eight-footer is good.
Beautiful ball movement by the Wildcats there.
That was, and she lost Roldan on the back door. Roldan wants it. Right corner. Over to Marshall. Swings it over to Quaywon Owens. Left corner. In contact with Roldan and Womack. And an offensive foul is going to be the call as Roldan came on strong, bumping Womack over. Here comes Holbrook and Boscarino for Roldan and Marshall as Miller will inbound on the far left northern corner. Yamauchi picks up Hamilton full court. Hamilton has no problems. Gives it off to Dahlthorpe. Good hands from Owens. She knocks it away. Annie Ward checked in the game for the Wildcats. She feeds it down to Dahlthorpe. Can't finish. Hamilton offensive rebound. Back out Annie Ward. Can't hit the three. Corralled by Quaywon Owens. Up ahead Yamauchi. Pass goes off of Womack's head as she was looking for Boscarino down in the left corner. We got a media timeout. Chico State Wildcats lead the Dominican Penguins 50-38 with 13:51 to go. Alongside with Mike Temple, I'm Alex Swan. We'll be right back. And we are back from Mike Temple. I'm Alex Swan. 13:51 to go. Penguins trail by 12 as it's 50-38. Chico State in the lead. Lady Penguins have the ball as Boscarino is set to inbound. She goes to Castro. Oh, nice backdoor feed to Castro as she's fouled. Nice look from Lauren Hyatt as she had the ball at the high post. Castro going back door with a good pass. Castro is at the line. Her first attempt is just long. Castro's second one is pure. She knocks it down, and here comes Lady Penguins with full court pressure. Rabibo is checked in as she handles the point guard duties for the Wildcats. Castro's all over her. There's Dahlthorpe. Miller's up top, swinging it to Ward. Hamilton finds herself open. Excuse me, that's Womack. She hits the three, and she is fouled. A chance for a four-point play.
The Wildcats have some outside shooters.
Womack and Miller filling it up from three-point land. And a chance for a rare four-point play as she's at the stripe. And converts. And it's 54-39. Now Chico State counters with full court pressure. As Holbrook brings it up, checked by Ward. Finds Castro out of the top, she resets. Back over to Holbrook, she puts the ball on the deck, going right baseline, all the way to the bucket, she's hacked.
Good take there, nice swing through, way to get to the rim.
Nice strong take from Carly Holbrook. That's going to be the third team foul on Chico State. And she hits the first. Second one is good. Chico State has been going to their bread and butter flex cut play all day long. For listeners, if you don't know what that is, it's they'll reverse the ball either to court side or near side, and they'll set a screen on the opposite defender, hoping to free up a cutter to come around, to curl around right on the block, so the wing, the guard or the forward, can enter it with a nice bounce pass or chest pass to the flex cutter right on one of the near left or right blocks, hoping to free them up for a layup. So basically, it's an off-ball screen. You pass, and you go the other way and screen the off defender. Chico State's got the ball, and it's Rabibo up top. Off to Womack, she puts it on the deck. Shovel pass underneath to Razibos. What a pass, and she lays it in. Castro quickly back the other way. Hyatt wants the ball, and it's intercepted by Razibos. And now she throws it away as Boscarino hustle backs to get the steal for the Lady Penguins. Finds Hyatt. Free throw line jumper is good.
Good answer from the Lady Penguins there.
56-43, 12-22 remaining. Castro, a lot of pressure, and she's going to be called for the blocking foul, and she's not happy.
That's Castro's third foul there.
Miller will inbound right at midcourt. As Rabibo will walk it up. Zboss finding Miller. Over to Womack in the left corner. Altani Ward uses the pump fake. Got Quaywan Owens in the air and she put it in. Quickly the other way. Boscarino on the deck. Finds Castro. Top of the key. Rabibo's all draped over her. Hyatt's underneath. Hyatt is, she's bumped, but she's called for the travel.
I don't know how you don't call a foul there.
An immediate timeout. 11:50 remaining. Penguins have a little work to do. 58-43. Chico State leads by 15.
I'm thinking that the Penguins need to run back to Carly Holbrook in the corner for some threes.
She was a huge part of that offense in the beginning. It seems like Chico State has definitely ratcheted up the intensity on defense.
The Penguins seem to be forcing the ball inside off the pick and roll, and it's not working right now.
I agree. They like to post up either Hyatt or Nelson right around the free throw line, but Razibos has been all over that. Same with Dahlthorpe coming in for the help. And a little dance from the mascot. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. From Mike Temple, I'm Alex Swan. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, home of the Penguin Radio.
Bye.
And we are back from the Collins Center as Rabibo takes the inbound. We'll bring it up the floor. Off to Miller. Back to Rabibo. And a whistle. And a foul is going to be called on Quaywan Owens underneath off the ball. Excuse me, Boscarino. That's going to be her second. Annie Ward all the way to the bucket. Leaves it a little long with the left-hand scooping shot. Ball's out of bounds. We'll go to the Lady Penguins.
And what the Penguins are trying to do right now is run a pick and roll, which is when the big lady, usually Sarah or Nelson, will set a pick, and then the ball handler, Castro or Boscarino, will dribble off it and look for Nelson inside.
Like you said, Holbrook open for three, leaves it just short. Good hustle from Quaywan Owens to save it as she goes into the stands. Comes back onto the floor. Castro's got it. Right northern corner. Back over to Holbrook. She's going to let one fly left corner. This one's short. Boscarino gets the offensive rebound, but dribbles it off her leg and out of bounds over to the Wildcats. Oh, that previous foul was actually on Quaywan Owens, as the PR announcer has let us all know. Miller has it over to Ward. Top three from the key, and she puts it down.
The Wildcats are money from beyond the arc
heating
right now.
Up from downtown from Womack, Miller, and now Annie Ward getting in the mix. They have some shooters. Hyatt going right at Zeboss, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line.
Good take for the Penguins there, slowing down the game.
Good strong take from Hyatt.
That's the third foul on Zeboss there.
First attempt is nothing but net from Hyatt. And here comes Yamauchi. She checks in for Castro. One more for Hyatt at the line. Converts on both. And once again, Yamauchi's right there checking Rabibo in the backcourt. 10:30 to go, and this is where the Penguins are going to have to make their run down 16. Zeboss has got it at the high post. That's where she likes to operate. Off to Rabibo, finding Purang. Back to Rabibo, top key. Into the right corner. Good defense from the Penguins. Zeboss gets it down low. Oh, and Hyatt looked like she got all ball, but she's whistled for the foul down low. As Zeboss will go to the line for two. And Nelson gets off the bench quickly to check in. That's the fifth team foul on the Penguins. As Zeboss can't hit on the first. Nelson checks in, and here comes Danielle Hare. Oh, the ref's going to refuse a substitution. Now she'll bring it in. Hare coming in for Holbrook. Second one's no good. And an over-the-back foul is going to be called on Dahlthorpe.
Nice box out by Quaywan Owens there.
Quaywan Owens plays a lot bigger than her 5'9 frame. Yamauchi walks it across the timeline. Not as much pressure from Rabibo this time. Quaywan Owens fighting for position down low, and she's fouled by Annie Ward.
She's drawing fouls inside.
She hustles and fights for every loose ball.
16 foul on the Wildcats there. Almost in the bonus are the Penguins.
Here inbounds to Boscarino. She's got it far right corner, drives baseline. Oh, had hair underneath.
A little too hot.
Hair couldn't handle the pass, yeah, a little too hot to handle. Good look from Melissa Boscarino, though. Rabibo hands it off to Dahlthorpe. Gets it back from Zeboss. They run the same flex cut. Now they kick out to Purang for three. Can't hit it. Offensive rebound from Dahlthorpe. She can't finish with the left hand. Boscarino's got the board. Back to Yamauchi. She looks to push. Finding Quaywon Owens. She drives, puts it on the deck with her left hand, tries to finish with the right hand. It just doesn't fall. And Quaywon Owens hustling back and commits the foul. She got all ball. It's going to be called on Yamauchi. Her first.
Both teams now have 16 fouls here.
And here comes Jesse Marshall for Quaywon Owens.
Next foul will be going into the bonus.
9:22 remaining, 61-45. Wildcats lead it. Rabibo in the front court. And they go to their high, four high box set. Rezibas has got it out on the right 3-point line, and it's stolen away from Danielle Hare. Nice hands from Marshall to tip it away. Yamauchi brings it up in the front court, gives it off to Marshall. Wild shot in the lane, and it goes. What a shot from Jesse Marshall. Acrobatic. And maybe that will spark a little Penguin run. Rezibas has got it top of the key. Yamauchi all over Rabibo. Good defense. Off to Annie Ward, and she walked. Good defense by the Lady Penguins.
Good last minute for the Penguins there.
And here Fogles quickly to get his star point guard, Courtney Hamilton, back into the game. Yamauchi checked by Hamilton. Off to Marshall. Now here's Hare operating the left corner. She's cut off on the baseline, and she stepped out of bounds. Good defense from the Wildcats as they were able to trap Danielle Hare on the far northern baseline. Yamauchi again. She's been full court pressuring either Rabibo or Hamilton all day, and she does it again. Now it's Ward, left corner for three. Bang! She can fill it up just like Jasmine Miller, and if you don't get a hand up, she's going to hit it. Boscarino has got it. Nice ball fake, puts the ball on the deck, tries to go to the tin, leaves it just long. Annie Ward with a good rebound for the Wildcats as she leaves it off to Purang, who's running the floor. Can't handle the pass. Tries to feed it over to Hamilton on the opposite baseline. It's tipped away from Marshall. Wildcats will retain possession after this media timeout.
You can see the Penguins trying to attack the rim because they're one foul away from getting the bonus, which is basically a free three throw.
Smart idea. You can see the sense of urgency from the Penguins. Yet they're down 17. They got 7:54 to go. They'll look to cut into the Chico State lead. I'm Alex Swan alongside with Michael Temple. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. And we are back as the Penguins are set to inbound to Yamauchi. If you just joined us, 7:47 remaining. Chico State holds a 64-47 lead as Boscarino finds herself far right corner, puts it on the deck all the way to the rack, and she finishes. Nice strong take from Melissa Boscarino. Hamilton putting the moves on Yamauchi in the backcourt as she advances it. Dalthorpe, right elbow, off to Hamilton. She's stopped, back to Dalthorpe, right underneath the hoop, can't finish. Good rebound by Nelson. Chambers says, let's push. Cornell Littlejohn in his second year also says, let's push it. And we got a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on the Wildcats. Marshall's going to go to the line for two. It's going to be 1-1. Excuse me, the foul is on the ground. And now, Penguins are in the bonus. And that happens once a team reaches 17 fouls. That's just seven accumulated fouls. They'll shoot a 1-1. And if you make your first, you get another attempt. If you don't, it's game live action. Rebounds live. But in this case, Marshall's able to can two to cut the lead to 13. Yamauchi again in the backcourt with good pressure. They enter to Dalthorpe up top. swings it up back over to Hamilton. There's the flex cut underneath, though. Dalthorpe got caught underneath. Easy bucket. Yamauchi quickly pushes off to Boscarino. Her pass is deflected. Hare runs it down. Fight for the loose ball in the far northern corner. And whose ball is it going to be? It's going to go to the Wildcats. Good hustle, though, from Hare to try to save it. Hamilton once again inbounds. Sets it high post for Dalthorpe. She gets it again on the flex cut. This time it was rejected by Nelson. Chico State, that's their set nearly every time. Marshall calls for it. She's got it. Swings it over into the left corner for Yamauchi. She'll hand it back over to Marshall. Yamauchi's going to let one fly from deep, and she rattles it home. Nice tray ball from Yamauchi. She's trying to spark the comeback. Penguins are within 12. 5:53 remaining. Womack's got it from the top. She lets a three fly, and she bangs it home. Nothing but net. Hannah Womack answers Yamauchi's three. Penguins will slow it down in the front court. Marshall's got it. Left corner, she lets a three go. Can't hit it, in and out. In a fight for the ball as Ward comes out with the loose ball. She pushes it. Blocked by Quaywan Owens. Ball comes out to Dalthorpe, though, off the deflection. And they'll reset with Hamilton up top. 5:10 to go. Wildcats hold a 14-point lead. Dalthorpe's got it. Now over to Womack. There's the flex cut again, and she finishes. A basic play as Dalthorpe will give it over to Womack. Hamilton will come set a screen on Dalthorpe's defender to free it up for the flex cut, and she laid it in once again. Three substitutions checking in for the Penguins.
An off-ball foul.
An offensive foul was called on Boscarino. Castro, Roldan, and Holbrook will all check in for the Penguins, along with Quaywan Owens and Nelson already on the floor. Womack's got it, puts it on the deck, all the way to the 10. Left-handed scoop shot is good. That was a good take from Womack. Holbrook trying to answer. Her elbow jumper is just long. Fight for the loose ball as Womack comes out with it. Castro with the pressure. She hits the deck. Miller's got it all the way to the rack. She's fouled and one. That's going to go against Quaywan Owens. And it's now a 20-point lead for the Chico State Wildcats. And a good take from Jasmine Miller.
Penguins made a little run there.
After Yamauchi's three, she's the three-point specialist for the Penguins. She was top five in the league last year. Thought maybe a little run was coming. Quickly countered, though, by the Wildcats. Miller's three-point play is converted. With 4:20 left, Chico State holds a 21-point lead now. Penguins have got to get going. Sorenstein runs up to the table to check in. Roldan operates on the right side. She's bumped by Womack, finishes with the left hand, just rolls off the rim. It's a good take from Noelle Roldan. Hamilton says let's slow it down as she walks it across the timeline. Once again, Chico State in their same set. Hamilton's got it in the left side. She finds Womack, quick fire from three. Are you kidding me? Hannah Womack barely had her feet set and she canned it. Again, her hot spots from the top of the key. She's got another three. It's 78-54. Chico State on fire from outside. Penguins look to quickly counter. Holbrook's got it. She dribbles up to the top, finds Roldan. Looks for a screen from Nelson. She's trapped. She's got to get rid of it. And a turnover as Roldan goes flying into the Dominican bench. as the Chico State Wildcats have turned it up a notch in this second half. We got a media timeout. Chico State holds a 24-point lead, 78-54. 3:18 to go. This is home of the Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu alongside with Mike Temple. I'm Alex Swan.
And the Wildcats are really just shooting the three very well today.
This is unbelievable. From Miller to Womack to Ward, they can hit it from outside with their offensive sets. This team is good.
That play is designed to go inside in the post, but they can kick it out up top right from the three-pointer, and they're knocking them all down.
It's unbelievable. And speaking of Hannah Womack, she's 2-for-2 from downtown, 8-for-11. She's tied for the team lead in points with 20 because her counterpart, Jasmine Miller, who's canned 5 threes, has got 20 also. Razee Boss has been pretty much the low post presence. She's got 18. And Mackenzie Dalthorpe for Chico State's got 10-8. For the Penguins, it's been Quaywan Owens and Carly Holbrook leading the way with 10 each. And if you're Brianna Chambers, you're going to really say to your Lady Penguins, let's finish this game on a run. Let's outplay Chico State for the next 3:18.
That's what you got to say. In the first game of the season with a young team, you want to see the fight with 3 minutes left.
Rebebo is checked in now for Hamilton. Good trap from from Jade Castro. She nearly forced a turnover, and now she did. Backcourt violation on the Wildcats.
That's a good start.
Good pressure from Castro. Roldan inbounds right in front of us. Castro holds up 4. Is that's going to be the play call set? She looks to attack. Nice cut from Quaywan Owens as the ball is deflected. Now battle 4. And Quaywan Owens hits the deck as she was, looked like she was fouled, but she's called for another travel. That's the second time. Hyatt looked like she was fouled, and she hit the deck, was called for the travel. Refs are letting them play. Rebebo gives off to Palmer. Swings it back over to Rebebo. Now it's Purang all the way to the tin. Her shot's rejected by Sorensen. Nice outlet to Roldan as she leaked out all the way to the bucket. She'll finish. Castro pressures Rebebo. Goes for the steal. She's a tenacious defender. And she's giving Rebebo all she can handle. All up in her grill. Nearly a 5-second call as Rebebo just got it off to Palmer. Backdoor feed from Palmer down low.
Good foul.
To Michelle Walker, she'll go to the line. Castro tried to strip it away. Good entry pass.
The 5-foot freshman
Jessica
is not
Palmer.
Gonna stop the big forward for the
That was a good foul.
Good foul.
Very good defender though, she's quick. As Michelle Walker will toe the line for 2. Rips the cord on the first. Second free throw on the way is in and out. And she splits the pair. Quaywan Owens corrals the rebound. She's going to bring it up. Now Castro calls for it. She's going to operate right at the top of the key. Sorensen sets a screen for her. Now it's Roldan finding Quaywan Owens, and now she's fouled. Quaywan Owens is battling on the down on the low block.
She goes to work, and now she'll
be
rewarded
banging
for free throws right here.
And she'll go to the line. It's going to be a 1-on-1 attempt, as it was the 8th team foul on Chico State. Her free throw attempt is up, and it's no good. Womack tracks on the rebound, but there's Jade Castro right there pressuring. Called for the blocking foul, but you can't lack her effort right now. You can't knock on her effort. She's really getting after on the defensive side, showing no quit
and
with 159.
That's her 5th foul, so she'll be fouled out of the game. They're going to bring in Boscarino here.
And Yamauchi's also going to check in along with Boscarino. Maybe for some 3-point attempts with 159 left. Castro's fouled out. She's coming out. Holbrook is also going to come out. As Boscarino says, let's go. See if there's going to be a sense of urgency in these last 2 minutes. Womack's second free throw is good. She hits them both. as Yamauchi rushes it back up into the front court. Looks for the three, doesn't want it. Finds Roldan over in the right corner. Pressured by Womack. Swings it all the way far corner to Yamauchi. She shoots up a three. And you know what? This won't count, but this ball hit the rim, went off the shot clock, and went back into the basket. For you listeners out there, if the ball bounces up and hits the shot clock, the ball has been ruled dead. It's out of play. The basket will not count. And a foul is called on Quaywon Owens in the backcourt, trying to pressure Michelle Walker of the Wildcats. Walker converts on her first free throw attempt. One more to come. Wildcats up 17. Excuse me. Wildcats are now up 28. As you can tell, I'm not a math major. Boscarino's got it. Far right corner. Up top to Sorensen, right at the high post at the free throw line. She'll give off to Roldan now in the left corner. Spinning. Put it on the deck. Fadeaway jumper over Womack goes on the left baseline. Nice move from Noelle Roldan.
You want to see more of that from Roldan. She posted up on a smaller defender and took it
away. Penguins coming with the full court trap. It's broken by Womack. And now Chico State's got numbers. 3-on-1. She gives it off to Purang for the easy lay-in. Chico State's showing no problems with the full court press. And now Roldan's coming right back at him. She looks right in front of the free throw line. Puts up a jumper and it goes. Back-to-back buckets for Roldan. And Hare's going to check in for Roldan. Good bright spot from the senior, though. Back-to-back buckets.
She asserted herself in the last minute there.
Another full court trap for the Penguins. Womack comes to get it. Draped by Quaywon Owens. Nearly a turnover. 48 seconds remaining. Penguins still pressuring the basketball, though. Palmer. Over to Walker, now swings it in the left corner. Down low now to Palmer. Right hook shot is good. And Jessica Palmer, 6'1 forward, asserting her height there over Sorensen. Boscarino with 20 ticks left remaining. Puts it on the deck all the way to the bucket, and she couldn't finish. She had a great move to blow by Purang, but she just couldn't finish. Ball goes out of bounds and it goes to the Wildcats. Penguins still not going to quit. They're going to show fight. They pressure. They tie up Rabibo and she just gets out of the trap. Hamilton comes to get it. They got to get it over the timeline. And a 10-second violation has been called on the Chico State Wildcats. Good pressure from the Penguins. Five ticks to go. Yamauchi's going to put up the last shot left-handed off the glass. Doesn't go down. And that's going to do it as the final buzzer sounds. Final score, Chico State 88, Dominican Penguins 60. And you know what, Mike? The Penguins fought real hard in the first half. And for a young team, you got to be happy if you're Brianna Chambers. Even though it's not a great result, you got to be happy how they fought against this preseason 14th-ranked Wildcat squad.
Yeah, trailed only by 5 at the half, down 36-31. They looked really strong. Coming out of the second half, the senior-laden Chico State team asserted themselves, but you got to be happy with what you saw from the Penguins today.
They really took over. Chico State is the defending CCAA champs, and the Lady Penguins, they'll look to rebound against their next opponent. They'll go at USF on November 13th. And hopefully they can get a W.
Yeah, just an exhibition game, but still want to improve on what they did today, the good things they did today.
And what Coach Chambers is doing is she's challenging the Lady Penguins. It's a young team, but she's testing them. And these tough games early on in the season is going to prepare you later for conference play when the battle really starts to begin.
Yeah, and that's what Coach Chambers is trying to do in her seventh season. You got to prep this young team, get them ready for PacWest, where they hope to improve on their 13th place finish last year.
And as my buddy Mike touched on earlier, our next game is going at 5:30. It's going to feature Humboldt State versus the Academy of Art Urban Knights, followed by your men's Dominican team at 7:30 versus Cal State East Bay. Make sure to tune in to radio.dominican.edu, home of the Penguin Radio. From Mike Temple, I'm Alex Swan. We'll see you later tonight.
Adios.